Performance of a contract. Every contract includes duties that the parties must perform. In a real estate sales contract, the seller is obligated to convey satisfactory title at closing, while the buyer's primary obligation is to be ready to pay the agreed price. From contract to closing, both the buyer and seller have other duties to perform as the transaction progresses. If the contract specifies that a duty must be performed by a specific date, the responsible party should make every effort to perform it on time. If no date is specified, the parties should perform in a reasonable amount of time. Assignment. The assignment of a contract transfers all of the rights related to the contract to another party, known as an assignee. The assignee assumes primary liability for performance under the contracts, and the assigner, unless released, remains secondarily liable. Unless otherwise provided in the contract, most contracts are assignable. However, there are some exceptions. Contracts for personal services are not assignable. Therefore, a buyer's representation agreement or listing agreement would not be assignable. Mortgages generally have a clause that prohibits assignment, assumption, without prior approval. Purchase contracts are not assignable if they are contingent upon the buyer obtaining credit or some other contingency that makes assignment impossible. Unless otherwise prohibited, leases are assignable, and the new lessee is bound to the original terms of the lease. Novation. A novation occurs when a new contract is substituted for an existing one. The new agreement may include new parties, which becomes a novation of the parties. The parties must be capable of performing under the contract. A novation may occur when a contract that has been marked up with many changes is replaced with a clean copy. Statute of limitations. All states have a limitation of time in which an individual may file suit in court for damages because a party breached a contract. This time limit may vary depending on the nature of the contract. For example, the time allowed for filing suit for damages may be longer for a written contract than for an oral contract. Failure to file suit within the time allowed will result in the party losing his or her rights under the contract. This is called the doctrine of laches. In Texas, the statute of limitations is 2 years for an oral agreement and 4 years for a written agreement. Reasons for termination. A contract is terminated when the further performance of duties under the agreement is brought to a premature end. A contract may be terminated for any number of reasons, including mutual agreement. If the parties agree, a contract may be terminated at any time. Partial performance. One party to a contract may accept the partial performance of the other and terminate the contract. For example, a tenant signs a 1-year lease for an apartment and moves out after 10 months. The landlord could accept the tenant's partial performance of the contract and then terminate it. Substantial performance. A contractor performs a remodeling contract and completes the job, but fails to perform some minor paint touch-up. The contractor substantially completed the job and is due the final payment, with the possibility of an adjustment for his failure to touch up the paint. Impossibility. A contract may be terminated if performance becomes impossible. Impossibility may be due to the death of one of the parties if the contract is for personal services. War or natural disaster may result in performance becoming impossible. Operation of law. Changes in the law that make performance illegal will generally terminate a contract. Breach of contract. The breach of one of the parties may terminate a contract. The party who breaches a contract is the party in default. The other party, known as the injured party, has a number of possible remedies. The injured party may sue for damages in court. Some contracts provide for the injured party to collect liquidated damages, thereby releasing all parties from further obligation under the contract. An example of liquidated damages in a real estate contract would be the acceptance of the buyer's earnest money deposit by the seller. Another possible remedy for breach would be a suit for specific performance, where the injured party asks the courts to order the defaulting party to perform.